Right now, minus 17. The wind chill's at minus 23 and a cold morning.
Should be nice for a little skiing at Mont Cascade on the weekend.
Yeah. Really perfect.
Nice. Yeah, yeah, a little bit of snow and nice mild temperatures. It's the Live 88.5 Startup. I'm Catfish Morgan, and every couple of weeks we talk with this guy, Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher with audio auto reviews. Hey, Jim.
Hello there.
Hi. Tell us about your ride in the Mercedes GLK 350.
Well, the GLK is Mercedes' smaller SUV, and it's actually a very nice vehicle. I enjoyed it quite a bit. It started around $41,000, which, of course, is not cheap, but it's a Mercedes-Benz. Very nice vehicle, all-wheel drive. Well, the one I had was all-wheel drive. They call it 4MATIC with Mercedes-Benz.
Right.
How and, quaint.
Yeah, very, very nice vehicle. It's comfortable. I mean, it's a Mercedes-Benz. I thought it could have used a little more power. 3.5-liter V6. It puts out 268 horses and 258 pound-feet, which is enough. Again, I would have liked to have seen a little bit more.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, we had a lot of snow, and you can't really use the horsepower in the snow anyway. And the snow, the all-wheel drive, the GLK, because it's an SUV, so it's a little taller than in a regular car. It was just great in the snow. It moved along really beautifully. Nice interior, had satellite radio. It had Bluetooth for the phone. It did not have Bluetooth for the audio, unfortunately, which I thought was kind of an oversight in a prestige brand like Mercedes.
Yeah.
But you can, you can probably get that if you want to option it up.
Mercedes has a rather clunky GPS system. Do they still have that?
Actually, the GPS system in this one I thought worked very well. It got me to a destination I had put in that part of the city that I didn't know, and it worked great. And it actually had a voice that is listenable and very polite. It said, please turn, instead of, I thought being a German thing, it would say, you have to turn right at the next corner. But it didn't. It was very polite.
And it didn't direct you into the middle of a man-made lake in Calgary.
No, it didn't.
Good. All right. The Mercedes GLK 350. That's Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher. We'll talk about the Mitsubishi RVR in just a moment. It's Live 88.5 traffic now with Amal Wahab.
And heading eastbound this morning on the...
Our audio auto reviews from Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher.
Good morning.
Morning. What about this Mitsubishi RVR? What is that?
Well, I would say that would qualify as a crossover, much in the same way that the Toyota Venza would be a crossover, as opposed to most of these SUVs that they call crossovers, just because you can't call them SUVs because SUVs are evil.
Right.
So what it basically is a tall wagon. It's not as large as the Venza, but it's a decent enough vehicle. It's very comfortable inside, reasonably well equipped. And pretty cheap, starts around $21,000.
Wow!
Now, again, this is it's a four banger. We're not talking about the same league as the Mercedes Benz we talked about a few minutes ago, of course. But for a much more entry level thing, it's pretty nice. The one thing that really rubbed me about it the wrong way, though, is it instead of your conventional manual or automatic transmission, it has a CVT, the continuously variable transmission, which doesn't use gears. It's kind of pulleys going along cones. And they're in quite a few other vehicles. Nissan really uses the CVT as its only automatic transmission these days, and you'll find them a lot in hybrids. But this one I found to be pretty noisy. It's whining when you're driving down the road. It's I'm not going to make any wife jokes. No.
But does that surprise you for a cheaper vehicle?
Yeah, I thought it did surprise, because I've driven, even like the Nissan Venza and that, which had, or not Venza, the Versa, which had the CVT in it. I thought it was a little quieter and a little smoother. So that was really my only complaint about the Mits. Other than that, it's comfortable, it drives reasonably well, and it's only got 148 horsepower, so it's not going to be a real rocket sled or anything like that. But it's nice. It's got an excellent audio system, and again, the Bluetooth of this one, like for about $24,000, I think, with the options I have in mind.
Right.
It has the Bluetooth audio as well, and so you can just leave your smartphone in your pocket. It starts streaming to the phone, and you can go forward and back tracks just using the buttons on the steering wheel, which I think is a great idea. I'd like to see more cars having that.
That's pretty good for $24,000.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty decent value.
Awesome. Good stuff. Thanks for telling us about this stuff, Jim.
My pleasure.
Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher. And you can find his reviews, the written portion, live885.com. Click on the startup engine.